In a Manhattan federal courtroom, jurors heard graphic testimony yesterday from the former U.S. ambassador to Kenya. Prudence Bushnell testified at the trial of four men charged with conspiring to blow up American embassies in Kenya and Tanzania in 1998. Those explosions killed 224 people and injured thousands. Bushnell described what she called the utter devastation caused by the explosion at the U.S. Embassy in Nairobi. From New York, NPR's Melissa Block reports.
In somber tones, with her voice breaking at times, Ambassador Bushnell described the dramatic events of August 7, 1998. It was an ordinary Friday, Bushnell told the jury, but quickly it turned into what she called a scene from a war. Typically, Bushnell would have been in the embassy for her weekly staff meeting, but that day she was meeting with the Kenyan Minister of Commerce on the top floor of the high-rise bank building next door. They posed for photos and drank some tea when suddenly they heard a very loud explosion, followed by a second blast, an enormous explosion, she said, that threw her backward and knocked her unconscious. When she came to, she realized the ceiling was falling down around her. She was bleeding profusely, and she thought the entire building was going to collapse. She said, I thought I was going to die. Every cell in my body was just steeled, waiting for the fall. She said she would never forget the sound she heard of one of the teacups that kept rattling. Bushnell picked herself up from the rubble and began slowly walking down 21 flights of stairs. As she got closer to ground level, she said, the injured throng became a huge procession of people bleeding all over one another. Human beings smashed together, she said, going down those endless stairs. There was an eerie silence, she remembered. Then, as more people staggered into the stairwell, she described a strange camaraderie among the survivors. You'd hear someone yell out, "Welcome!" Some people were praying. Some people were singing hymns. Bushnell described how the bodies of victims who'd collapsed were passed down over her head. Until she got outside, Bushnell said she didn't realize the embassy was the target. She said, I had no idea it was directed at anything but the bank building. With a rueful smile, she added, I kept thinking, all I have to do is get back to the embassy. But when she emerged into daylight, Bushnell realized her embassy was destroyed. She said, the back of the building was totally ripped off. She saw twisted pieces of charred metal, an enormous amount of debris, and, she said grimly, the charred remains of what was once a human being. Defense attorney David Baugh did not get far with Bushnell on cross-examination. Judge Leonard Sand cut off all questions in which Baugh tried to elicit testimony that the U.S. knew of specific threats directed at the embassy. So the jury was not allowed to hear that months before the bombing, Ambassador Bushnell herself pleaded with the State Department to upgrade security, warning that the embassy was extremely vulnerable to a terrorist attack. The jurors did, however, see for themselves the carnage resulting from the Nairobi blast. They were shown 24 minutes of raw video footage shot by a Kenyan news agency immediately after the embassy attack. The images were horrifying. A building that once housed a secretarial school reduced to a heap of rubble. Chaotic, crying crowds fleeing from the destruction. Frantic Kenyans in business suits desperately plowing through debris in search of survivors. A burned-out bus littered with corpses. And one bright moment, cheering as a woman is pulled from the wreckage, stunned but seemingly unscathed. The jurors looked deeply pained as the images rolled on. At one especially graphic moment, an audible gasp could be heard from the jury box. Some of the jurors shielded their eyes and looked away. One of the four men on trial is charged with carrying out the Nairobi attack. Mohammed Alawali allegedly rode in the bomb truck to the embassy and threw a stun grenade at the guards there before fleeing. Alawali watched calmly but intently, twirling a pen in his mouth as the video displayed the devastation he's accused of inflicting. If convicted, he could face the death penalty. Melissa Block, NPR News, New York.